Imagine standing in a congressional chamber, your name printed simply as Dr. Lee on the placard before you. Just two decades earlier, you were a teenage immigrant struggling with English in a New Jersey high school. This was Fei-Fei Li's reality as she prepared to testify about artificial intelligence before Congress, having left her mother's hospital bedside to be there. The journey from Chengdu to Silicon Valley wasn't just geographic. It represented a profound transformation from curious child to pioneering scientist who would help revolutionize how machines see the world. Her testimony centered on one fundamental belief: AI's development must explicitly focus on human benefit, requiring much more than scientific advancement alone. Born in Beijing but raised in Chengdu, Fei-Fei's childhood was shaped by curiosity and displacement. Her father, an electrical engineer with an allergy to seriousness, revealed wonder during their cycling adventures. Her mother, whose academic dreams were crushed during the Cultural Revolution, shared her passion for books with her daughter. In their Soviet-style apartment, Fei-Fei's grandparents treated her as a person first, not just a girl. This contrasted with hearing her teacher tell boys they were biologically smarter than girls, and that girls would naturally grow stupider as teenagers, a moment that ignited her determination rather than discouraging her. The family's 1992 arrival in America was jarring. Our plane's landing at JFK jolted me back to harsh reality. This wasn't an adventure, but the abrupt end of my only familiar life. Their new home was a cramped New Jersey apartment furnished with discarded street finds. Just 2 days after arrival, 15-year-old Fei-Fei faced American high school, a complete sensory overload. Between struggling with English homework and working 12-hour restaurant shifts for $2 hourly, immigrant life seemed hopeless. Yet, a visit to Princeton University changed everything when she discovered Einstein's memorial, describing him as a Nobel laureate in physics, a philosopher, a humanitarian, an educator, and an immigrant, rekindling her passion for science. In a darkened lab in 1997, Fei-Fei watched electrodes translate a cat's visual cortex activity into sound. What the cat saw, they heard. This encounter with the mysteries of the mind would consume her completely. Though she'd entered Princeton as a physics student, she found herself drawn not just to physics, but to the courage to ask brazen questions about our world. Books suggesting the mind could be understood in mathematical terms captured her imagination. At Berkeley's Computational Neuroscience Lab, she discovered her true calling. While Princeton meant regimented life between classes and helping at her parents' dry cleaning shop, Berkeley offered a vibrant reality where she felt like a scientist, not an immigrant. The brain's sophistication, operating within cubic inches and powered by mere calories, fascinated her. Through painstaking work with microelectrodes, they successfully reconstructed movies projected before a cat's eyes using only intercepted brain signals. The mysteries of intelligence captured her more than physics ever had, more expansive, yet more intimate. What if we could teach computers to see? This question drove Fei-Fei through her graduate work at Caltech, where she made a powerful discovery. Visual perception relies fundamentally on categorization. Rather than drowning in endless details of light and color, our vision transforms the world into discrete concepts we can understand and react to instantly. Testing an algorithm with her advisor Pietro Perona in 2003, she watched it successfully identify an airplane after being shown hundreds of unrelated images first: jungle cats, motorcycles, human faces. They called this one-shot learning, mimicking humans' ability to recognize new objects after just a single glimpse. But a bigger breakthrough was coming. When Pietro dramatically declared, "Let's do 100 categories," they created Caltech 101, the largest collection of images ever assembled for machine learning at that time. Yet even this proved insufficient. rediscovering a paper suggesting the world contained roughly 30,000 unique visual categories, not just 101, Feifei realized their research had barely scratched the surface of what was needed to model human visual understanding. The revelation came through computational linguist Christiane Fellbaum mentioning WordNet, a project mapping human language concepts. Feifei envisioned creating a dataset matching pictures to WordNet's concepts. Despite colleagues' skepticism, she persisted, narrowing WordNet's 140,000 entries to 22,000 visual objects, targeting 1,000 photographs per category. Amazon Mechanical Turk expanded their workforce from a few undergraduates to thousands of global contributors, slashing their timeline from 19 years to under one. By June 2009, ImageNet was complete, 15 million images across 22,000 categories. Yet initially, the project garnered little attention at conferences. The breakthrough came in 2012 when AlexNet, using a neural network with 650,000 neurons and 630 million connections, achieved record-breaking 85% accuracy. This system, trained intensively for a week, could recognize 1,000 different object categories with unprecedented precision. Two gambles had converged perfectly: Feifei's massive data scale and Jeffrey Hinton's neural network algorithms, unleashing the deep learning revolution that transformed AI. What else can AI do to help people? This simple question from Feifei's ailing mother became a pivotal moment, inspiring her to merge AI expertise with healthcare needs. Learning that approximately 100,000 annual deaths result from preventable medical errors, she assembled a team to develop ambient intelligence systems for healthcare, monitoring hand hygiene, tracking senior activities, and detecting patient immobility. The deepest lesson came when her mother refused to use her incentive spirometer after heart surgery. When confronted, she revealed, "Being a patient is horrible. It's not just the pain, it's the loss of control." This crystallized a profound truth: human dignity transcends any algorithm or dataset. This philosophy now guides the Stanford Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence, Stanford HAI, which brings together law professors, political scientists, humanities scholars, and computational neuroscientists to ensure AI serves humanity. The best work happens at borders, where ideas exist between coming and going, explored by people who are both insiders and outsiders. As an immigrant scientist, Feifei embodies this perspective, challenging the status quo and bringing fresh vision to old problems. From a child gazing at stars in China to a pioneer reshaping how machines understand our world, her journey reflects the power of curiosity without boundaries. AI's future remains uncertain, with equal reasons for optimism and concern. What matters most is what motivates us as creators. As our field grows more diverse and inclusive, bringing together people who understand both technology and humanity, we improve our chances of building systems that truly serve human flourishing. The journey continues, guided by the belief that technology's highest purpose is enhancing human dignity, not replacing it.